Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the seventh para was recited. In the beginning of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Najashi, and when the Muslims went and recited certain ayat of the Quran Sharif before him, how he started tearing. So this is a sign that of the Quran Sharif. When a person listens to the Quran Sharif and he's a person who does not have pride within himself, but he's a person who has knowledge, he has it in himself, his heart becomes soft, then automatically the Quran Sharif has such power that it will create, it will soften the heart of a person, tears will flow from a person's eyes. When he hears the Quran Sharif, the understanding of the Quran Sharif, he understands the truth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. So this is the effect of da'wah, giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the people went to Najashi, then they were very worried, what must we say to him? Because now maybe we will say something wrong against his beliefs. So then the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, no, whatever exactly is the truth, he asked Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu, said, whatever is the truth, exactly as we have been taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will say it. And he went and he gave the da'wah, Allah ta'ala made certain effect in his speech, that eventually he accepted Islam. So the next ayah, thereafter Allah ta'ala mentions, لَا تُحَرِّمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Whatever pure thing Allah ta'ala has made halal for you people, do not regard it as haram. And Mawlana Ahmad Lahori rahmatullah alayhi says, the rupt of the ayat here is that when a person is presenting the da'wah of Islam, then those things which are halal, a person mustn't make it haram. Or a person which is haram, he mustn't make it halal. That means give the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its complete purity, exactly as it is. When people will see this, it will have an effect upon people. This is the effect of the truth. When it comes before people, they easily accept it. Because by nature, man's heart is inclined towards the truth. You will always get some obstinate people. You cannot worry about them. But those who are prepared to accept the truth, Allah Ta'ala will give hidayat and guidance by means of the day. So there is no need to water down our deen or to give our deen trying to justify certain actions for the non-Muslim people. But exactly as the deen is, we present it. Inshallah, this has the greatest effect upon people. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about certain masail regarding taking of oaths. A person should not unnecessarily take oaths in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then if a person breaks his oath, what is the penalty for it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this and all the different types of oaths. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about certain evils which are enthroned in society. One is of alcohol, gambling, and these altars where people used to sacrifice things, arrows, divination, all the believing in the future, etc. All of these things Allah Ta'ala says, رِجْسُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. They are all filth and dirt. All the actions of shaitan. فَجْتَنِبُوهُ. Stay away from it so that you will be successful. What does shaitan want by means of this? Yeah, all of this, especially gambling and alcohol. And in today's time, khamar also will refer to drugs, things which take a person's mind away. So Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan wants to create amongst you people enmity and hatred regarding wine and gambling and those things, and preventing you people from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from salah. So, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Aren't you people going to stop? Obey and follow Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you turn away, it's only the messenger's work to convey the message. There's harm for you people in all of these things, and included in this khamar and maisir, wine and alcohol and gambling and drugs. All of these things which take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, Allah says that the reason for it is because it creates enmity amongst people. It prevents a person from the zikr of Allah ta'ala and salah. And this is also found in many idle pursuits in today's times. Example, sports. We find that sports creates enmity and hatred amongst people. Now a person follows one country, another person follows another country. So much of hatred is created amongst people. They start fighting. Two brothers are fighting for my country. I support this person. Say I support that country. And they are fighting amongst themselves. No real benefit at all. But just because I support somebody, I'm getting no benefit at all. But we're creating enmity amongst ourselves, and it prevents a person from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it prevents a person from salah, it takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever was all of these, this is the illat and a cause why these things have been made haram. Whatever also will take a person away from Allah, the zikr of Allah creates enmity amongst people, that also will be incorrect, impermissible for a person to fall into. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that so much so Allah Ta'ala has given certain commands, and all of these commands are a test from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So example, Allah gives one: when a person is traveling, he's going to the Haramain Sharifain, such a Mubarak place, but Allah Ta'ala tests the people during Hudaybiyah, during the one Umrah, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were going. So Allah Ta'ala said, we are testing you people. The animals, it's not permissible when a person is in Ihram or in the Haram to hunt, to go hunting. So Allah Ta'ala sent the animals right in front of them. Some animals came right in front of them, they could actually catch it with their hands. And some animals were in their close by, they could take a spear and throw it at the animal, or shoot an arrow at it and kill the animal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah ta'ala is definitely testing you. أَيْ لِيَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Why does Allah ta'ala, Allah wants to show the people who really fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the unseen, who's got yaqeen and conviction that Allah is watching him. So in our life also, we will also have many, many tests. Allah ta'ala will test a person sometimes. Maybe a woman will come in front of a person. This is also like a shikar, you can say, it's like a trap for a person. And she comes in to present herself, and the person thinks, what a how fortunate I am, this woman has come to me now. But it's not fortunate, it is actually لِيَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُ بِالْخَيْبِ. Allah is testing to see every single person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ يَعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. A person will seize the bounds after this. For that person is a very painful punishment. So a person has to realize everything in our life we are living for a short while is a test and examination from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will be rewarded in the year after. The year after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other haram things, certain prohibitions which Allah ta'ala has made, and certain permissible actions, especially when a person is in a haram, with hunting, etc. And if you have to kill an animal there, what is the punishment for this year? What is the penalty for it? And what Allah ta'ala has made halal for a person? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Kaaba Sharif. Ulama said that the asal markaz of da'wat and giving hidayah towards people is Kaaba Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Haramain Sharif, especially Kaaba Sharif, the place of hidayah for the entire mankind until the day of Qiyamah. Such a mubarak and blessed place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that we must always have to return back to our marakiz, our headquarters of deen and Islam, which is Kaaba Sharif. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ عَجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. That evil and filth and dirt and purity can never be equal. Even though abundance of evil and filth, it may make the person pleased. Ahmad Lawri rahmatullahi also writes here that when a person is giving da'wah, even if you've got small numbers, but you've got purity within yourself, and on the other side there is a lot of impurity and filth and dirt, they can never be equal. Purity will always outweigh the impurities. Even though abundance of impurity makes the person happy, a person pleased, Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِيَا اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So you will be successful. And لَا تَسْأَلُوا عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ إِنْ تُبْدَ لَكُمْ. Ulama say that it means, do not ask too many questions, unnecessary questions. They say that a person who speaks كَثْرَةُ الْكَلَامِ يُنْبِئُ عَنْ قِلَّةِ الْعَمَلِ. When a person speaks a lot, it shows he's got very little amal in his life. All the time he's speaking, then he doesn't have any much amal in his life. So this unnecessary questions a person should not ask. Definitely Messiah regarding his deen and whatever a person has to find out, he should ask it there. But unnecessary things a person is asking, it prevents a person thereafter from he's talking all the time. When is the time going to come for a person to make amal in his life? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on journey also, when a person is going and if death has to come to him, he should have a wasiyat written out in detail. Allah ta'ala mentions certain masail regarding all of those things. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends of this para with about Isa alayhi salatu wa salam and the certain miracles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him, and how eventually the Ma'idah, the Dasturkhan, when Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, his people told him, we want to see a sign from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Isa alayhi salatu wa salam said that we are asking Allah ta'ala, is very dangerous. If we don't make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter for this bounty, we will be destroyed. But anyhow, these people insisted. And then Isa alayhi salatu wa salam made dua for them. And unfortunately, the people could not fulfill the pact and the promise which they had made to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. And eventually, they were punished very severely by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Allah ta'ala mentions it here. And eventually, he mentions about the day of Qiyamah, where Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and not only Isa alayhi salam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, will either testify for their ummah, for their nations, or they will testify against their people. This is the day, يَوْمَ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ. A person who has spoken the truth in this world, it will benefit him. And the greatest truth is La ilaha illallah. And for that person is Jannat, gardens flowing beneath their rivers. They will remain there forever and forever. Allah will be pleased with them and they will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the greatest success, that Allah is pleased with a person and Allah and a person is pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah, Suratul An'am, the livestock. In Surah Fatiha, we ask Allah ta'ala from protection, from misguidance. So then we save ourselves from the Jews and the lifestyle of the Christians and from the fitna of women, Surah Al-Nisa. And then Surah Al-Ma'idah, the Dasturkhan from food. We should, Allah Ta'ala must protect us and save us from all that fitnas. And now an'am, livestock, this is also a very great ni'mat Allah grants to a person. But a person mustn't become diverted away from Allah Ta'ala because of his livestock. So we're asking Allah Ta'ala protection from that. Oh, the ulama say an'am, where Allah Ta'ala mentions about the Majus, the fire worshippers. These people, they had a lot of, they used to believe in two gods, the god of evil and the god of good. Similar like to what the Satanists in today's time believe, there is two gods. The one God of good, who they call Satan, and the God of evil, which they call, na'udhu billah, they call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the God of evil. So Allah creates all evil, they say, and Shaitan creates all goodness. That is why they worship Shaitan eventually. Allah ta'ala protect and save us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so in this surah, Allah ta'ala refutes all of their beliefs. Alhamdulillah, alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created the heavens and the earth. And Allah is the one who has made darkness. Allah is the one who has made light. Physical light and darkness, and spiritual light and darkness. All of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. In this surah especially, Allah speaks great much about the oneness and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And over, in different ways. By way of taqreer, by way of talqeen. Allah ta'ala is persuading people that do you accept? And Allah is asking questions which a person by nature, by fitrat, he will have to accept the greatness and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also by taqreer, Allah ta'ala is explaining to the people that see this sign we have made, this sign we have made. You accept it. So a person is now encouraged to ponder over the qudrat and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand Allah ta'ala's greatness. Allah ta'ala encourages us also in the surah, Siru fil ard, go in the world and take lesson. See the people who were destroyed in the past. What palaces they had, what great things they had, but they disobeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually these people were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to mention about the day of Qiyamah, that if only you could see O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it wukifu ala nar, when people will be made to stand in front of the fire, and they will say, O Allah ta'ala, please return us back. We won't falsify your ayat. We will be amongst the people the people who believe. But whatever they used to hide and conceal before, it will become apparent to them now, all the kufr and the iman, or it will all become apparent to a person. And Allah Ta'ala says, these people, even if they are returned back in this world, they are still going back into the evil actions, and they are speaking lies what they are saying in today's time on the day of Qiyamah. And they used to say, in here illa hayatuna dunya, there is nothing but this worldly life. We won't be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَوْ تَرَوَيْ بُقِفُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. If only you could see when they will be made to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what answer will a person have? And on the day of Qiyamah, then everyone will be crying. They will be carrying their gunat and their sins. عَلَىٰ ظُهُورِهِمْ. On their backs. عَلَىٰ سَعَ مَا يَزِرُونَ. How evil is that which they are carrying? Remember, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ. This worldly life is nothing but play and a pastime and amusement. وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. The life of the year after is far, far better for those who have got taqwa, for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you use your brains, don't you use your aql and your intelligence and understand that this life is so short. You are seeing the deception of it every day and you're still falling for it and you're running towards it. In the second half, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that many, many people we have sent before you people, the conditions came in their life and the object of these conditions was لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. So that they could humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could cry before Allah ta'ala, ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. And then why didn't it happen? When our punishment came to these people, they humbled themselves. But unfortunately, وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. They actually went further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they went further away, their hearts became hard. And Shaitan beautified for them the actions, what they had been doing. Then Allah ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they forgot what they had been reminded to do, and the nasihat which was given to them, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We open up for them the doors of every kind of goodness. Now abundance came to them. This was another trap from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately they fell into it. So when Allah bestows a person with bounties, a person mustn't feel overexcited and feel that now I am accepted in the court of Allah ta'ala. A person must look at his a'mal and actions. If he's in the obedience of Allah ta'ala, it's a ni'mat. It's a bounty. And if it's in the disobedience of Allah ta'ala, it's a ni'mat. It is a punishment. I was saying, this is a very beautiful example. There's a housewife. In the house, she is giving. She loves a parrot, so lovely ghee roti she is giving to the parrot, or she is giving some lovely bread with cheese inside there, fresh homemade cheese. She is giving it to the parrot because she loves the parrot. But the same ghee roti or the same cheese, now the mouse is coming out of the hole and it's now starting to eat. It's eating the potatoes and the tomatoes and it's going in the cupboards and it's causing so much of havoc. And then eventually, when it eats the housewife's scarf also. Then she says, enough is enough now. I'm going to show this thing a lesson. So then she goes out and buys one trap. And she puts the lovely cheese or the ghee roti on the trap. And now that mouse comes out and it says, hey, I'm so beloved in the sight of the Mrs. Housewife. How she loves me. But she's actually giving me fresh ghee roti or a fresh cheese. And the mouse is so excited. And as the mouse is walking and is eating and nibbling and is enjoying himself. And suddenly one time the trap comes over. And the mouse is completely destroyed. So the same bounty was given to the parrot also, and the same bounty was given to the mouse also. But the mouse is completely destroyed, and the parrot is beloved to the housewife, she'll continue giving it. So when the bounties come, a person must think now, is it in the ni'mat, is it a ni'mat and bounty of Allah Ta'ala, or is it a ni'mat, is it a punishment from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Said, Allah says, when we open up the doors for everything for these people, hatta idha farihu bima utu, they were very happy with what they have been granted, akhadnahum baghtatan, then we caught hold of them suddenly. فَإِذَاهُمُ مُبْلِسُونَ They completely became mayus, lost hope completely, and the back and the roots of the people who were oppressed was completely cut off. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When the enemies of Allah Ta'ala are destroyed, Allah Ta'ala removes them from the surface of the earth. Then Allah Ta'ala says, but Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to wait for the year after. In this world also, if Allah wanted to punish, إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ If Allah Ta'ala had to take away your ears and your eyes, and Allah Ta'ala had to close up your heart, seal up your heart, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ Besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which other God is there who can bring these bounties back to a person? It's only from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Become obedient to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about His mercy and His kindness, which is of great abundance. And Allah Ta'ala's signs of Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah's knowledge, عِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ Allah has got the keys of the unseen. No one but Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows it. Allah knows what is in the heaven, what's in the oceans, what is on land. No leaf falls down from the sea, except Allah knows it. There is no grain in the darkness of the earth. Nothing at all in this world. Nothing dry, nothing wet. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows every single thing in this world. So a person must have this yaqeen and qudrat. Together with this, Allah has got qudrat. قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ Allah got knowledge and Allah has got the power. He can send His punishment from the top of you people, below you people, or He can create you in different groups and you start fighting amongst yourselves. This is also a punishment of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, when you see certain people, يَخُوذُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا They are delving into our ayat, and they are discussing our ayat, and they are making their own funny interpretations. فَأَعْرِضْ عَنُمْ Turn away from these people. Until they start speaking, they go into another discussion. If you are sitting in such a group, don't sit in the company of these people. They will divert you away from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if a person, shaitan makes you forget, فَلَا تَكُدْ بَعَدَ ذِكْرَ مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِبِينَ Let, do not sit after this reminder with these oppressive people. Do not sit in such companies. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he gave da'wah towards his people and how he called them towards the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He showed them different signs. And these people, unfortunately, they were not prepared to accept. They were actually prepared to kill Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah Ta'ala protected Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah mentions his munazaraya, how he eventually defeated his people, showing them the great qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says this tawheed and oneness is not only the Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, all Anbiya alayhi wasalam came with the same message. And Allah mentioned so many Anbiya alayhi wasalam's names here. They all came with the same message. Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Dawood, Ayyub, Yusuf, Musa, Harun, Zakariya, Yahya, Isa, Ilyas, Ismail, Al-Yasa, Yunus, Luta alayhi salatu wasalam. All the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they came. And Allah Ta'ala says, these are the people who Allah guided them. فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي With their guidance, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, how they held firm unto the deen of Allah Ta'ala, halat and conditions came in their life, follow these people. And tell them, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm not asking for any wealth, any recompense, any rewards. My rewards are Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I am just giving the siyat and advising you people regarding the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions about the Quran Sharif, which Allah Ta'ala has sent down, full of barakat and blessings. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ Those who believe in the Akhirat, the year after, they definitely believe in the Quran Sharif. And another quality they have got, وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ They are always looking after their salat, protecting their salat, safeguarding their salat. One is the time of their salat, and the postures of their salat, and the way they are performing their salat. They are very, very particular about these things. And coming to the end of the parah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions certain of His signs of His qudrat and greatness, that how Allah Ta'ala takes out the seed from the ground, the living from the dead from the living, from the chicken which is completely dead, Allah Ta'ala takes out a live chicken, and from the chicken which is alive, Allah Ta'ala takes out one dead egg, from the sperm which is dead, Allah Ta'ala creates a human being, and from a human being, Allah Ta'ala creates sperm, from a kafir, spiritual wise also, from a kafir, Allah Ta'ala takes out a believer, and from a believer, Allah protects and saves us, Allah Ta'ala takes out kuffar and disbelievers. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who does all of these things, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the one who has made stars for you people, so you can be guided in the darkness of the night, in the oceans and the land. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has made you from one nafs, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and different places where people are moving. Allah is the one who has sent down from the heavens water, and then all the plantations are coming down, and how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala created different fruits, And Allah Ta'ala says, look how the fruits, how they eventually ripen up, and they become, the thing is like completely dead. Who is the one who puts the sugar inside the fruit? Who is the one who gives life to the fruit? Who is the one who gives color to the fruit? If a person just looks at one fruit, automatically he will be convinced on the oneness and the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. On the last page, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala encourages us that when we are giving da'wah towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, do not swear those people who they are calling besides Allah Ta'ala, the other deities, the other gods. When you will start swearing other people's God, then they will start swearing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and you will be the indirect cause of them swearing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like how it comes in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not swear your parents. Sahaba radiallahu anhu was shocked, said, how can a person ever swear his parents? Nabi Sallallahu said, no, when you swear somebody else's parents, then they start swearing your parents. So you are the indirect cause of somebody swearing your parents. Similarly, do not speak ill, give da'wah, explain to the people the correct things. And even if you have to deny and say that their gods are wrong, but there is no need to swear them, use vulgar language, because then automatically they will start doing this here. So, وَكَذَلِكَ زَيِّنَّا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ. Allah has beautified for every ummah their amal, their actions. So give them da'wah in the correct way. Inshallah, by means of this, their hearts will open up and they will be guided towards hidayat and towards iman and Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.